Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, in God's news behind the news, I do want to give a quick update, guys. I know that we've been talking about Hurricane Sandy and the superstorm, and, you know, things are developing and changing every single day. And I'm getting new feedback every day, obviously, because I'm here in the Northeast in New Jersey. But I do want to share with our VFN Radio listeners, because we have VFN Radio listeners all across the country and even the world. Shout out to those in the Philippines, by the way.
And cool.
Oh, yeah. And out there in Puerto Rico, they're all over the place, and especially all over the country. But in particular, we do have quite a bit of VFN Radio listeners that tune in from the Bronx and Brooklyn, all throughout New Jersey. And so we do want to...
Okinawa,
Japan. I mean, I really can't keep up with it all.
I know, right?
They're popping up every day. But we do want to be able to speak to you and to give you some information. And maybe you may have loved ones in the area and in the region, and you may... this is good because you'll know how to pray, and then you also know how to get this information out to those people that, that need the help. Now, I know, Pat, you shared a number with us from Red Cross yesterday. If you're able to find that, if not, we'll make it available on this program. But as well, you want to be able to get in contact with FEMA. FEMA's offering, going to be offering assistance and help, which is very important. We still have over 2 million people without power.
That's right. Have that? Yeah, I've got it right here. Actually, it's the Red Cross. You can actually text this number, 90999, if you want to be able to you know, give towards what they're doing there.
What's that number again?
It's 90999. You text the words Red Cross.
Wow, it's very important. Also, there's other organizations like Operation Blessing with the 700 Club. We know them firsthand. We've worked with them. And Jody, we know Jody Harrington, who's not Jody Harrington when she got married, but but Jody's great. In fact, I saw her on TV the other day. And I think Samaritan Purse as well is also doing some relief effort. So there's a lot of great Bible believing and Jesus believing organizations that are coming to bring not only help in terms of resources, but they're coming to bring the hope, the gospel. And that's what we're doing here, you know, in VFN New Jersey, VFN Bronx, and in Patterson and New York, and all the churches in VFN Network in this area. We're ministering to need. In fact, I know someone last night that was able to get a little bit of gas that was stored. They were able to get an inverter because they have no power in their home. And they were able to walk away with a crank lantern.
Oh, cool.
And they were so grateful and so happy. But you know what? We had the resources. So, you know, go ahead and bless them and let
them
have what they need. Isn't that cool?
That is cool, man.
So Red Cross, FEMA, and we want to really be out there and continue to pray. You know, new things are happening every day. You know how it is. You get out of different phases, how these storms, you know, now they're trying to recover and kind of bring things back. But, you know, you have so many people that are affected in such a small area, it really becomes very, you know, a trying time right now. Things are surfacing. And one of the things that's surfacing and a way to pray is that there's the gas is scarce right now. I mean, it is very, very, very scarce. You can't find it anywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't find it. And so you have all these people that are trying to get back to work. They've been out of work for 3 days, and they're trying to add some normalcy to their life. They're trying to get some fuel for their generators. You know, it's dropping down to in the 40s. And believe it or not, we may be expecting a snowstorm, at least definitely some rain next week, but possibly a snowstorm on top.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we you know,
their hearts.
You got a lot of people out there that are just kind of hurt right now. It's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold and no power, no anything. So, but I want to share this video with you from CBS News, just to give you a perspective on really what is happening on the ground.
And commuters across the area are still finding it very hard to get gasoline. There are long lines and angry drivers at the few stations that are actually open. One man in Queens, New York, was charged with waving a gun at another driver in a gas line. Ben Tracy's search has paid off in Manahawkin, New Jersey. Ben, good morning.
Waving a gun at a gas line.
Mm.
You know, these are the type of tempers. This is the type of stuff that flares up. And I want to caution, if you're listening, you have family members, you have friends, You have to be patient in a time like this. It's not that serious. I know you can be stressful and know things can get really up, you know, tense and uptight.
Mm-hmm.
but you don't want to pull out a gun.
No.
You know, especially in this state, since it's illegal to carry a gun.
That's right.
You shouldn't have a gun out because you don't have carry permits here in this state. All right.
You are going to jail no matter what.
Yeah. This is the three, New Jersey, I believe, New York, and California have the strictest gun laws in the entire country. So you don't want to take that out right now. Give me a listen up.
Good morning, Nora. You know, with more than 50% of the gas stations in New Jersey closed, we wanted to find gas stations that actually had gas, and we found it here in Manahawkin. As you can see, the secret is out, though. We've talked to people who have come from 30, 40, 50 miles away because they're finding it very tough to fill up.
It took me 2 hours to get here from Hoboken. I got no gas.
Look at that. It's a jumping.
Gas is being rationed in parts of New York and New Jersey. The pumps are running on empty, and so is patience.
I'm yelling.
At this station in New Jersey, frustration nearly became a fist fight.
Go.
The police are being called in.
They can't do this.
To literally keep anxious drivers in line as they try to cut each other off.
No.
AAA says 60% of the gas stations in New Jersey and 70% of those on New York's Long Island are now closed.
All day, man, no gas. It's like, what are we gonna do?
In fact, there is no fuel shortage. There's a shortage of electricity. Without power, there's no way to get the gas into your tank, and some stations are shut down entirely.
In order to pump the gas, you need electricity. In order to run the cash register or to run the credit card system from the pump to the credit card company, you need electricity.
John Hoffmeister is founder and CEO of Citizens for Affordable Energy and former president of Shell Oil. He says electricity issues are also squeezing the delivery for fuel to stations that are open. 13 of the region's 34 fuel terminals are without power.
If you don't have electricity at the depots, which fill the delivery trucks, or if you don't have electricity at a retail station, then you really can't sell gasoline to the public.
I need more gas in my can here.
Jimmy and Barbara Dwyer drove 30 miles to find gas in Manahawkin, New Jersey, to run their generator at home.
How much of a lifeline is this gasoline for you right now?
Well, when you have no power and it's getting really cold now, so you need power, right? We have no lights, we have no heat.
And that desperation is why there is so much panic buying at the pump.
This is like pre-apocalyptic scenarios, you know what I mean? You know, with this gas, it's as much important as food and water, you know, to people, and it's a dogfight out here.
So why do they have gas here when other people are so short? Well, the short answer is power. Gas stations have power, and people around here, for the most part, have power, so they don't have those generator issues. However, take a look at what's going on in Secaucus, New Jersey. People are lined up for miles waiting to get gas. If any of those people want to come to Manahawkin, however, it's a long drive. It's 97.
Yes. Secaucus, you know, that right down in that area, that's kind of our neck of the woods down there. That's by close to the Meadowlands where the Giants and the Jets play. And that is kind of one of the last cities as you're where you're going towards into Manhattan through, you can go through the Lincoln Tunnel, the Holland Tunnel, but as you're going down that way. So it's kind of narrow. That scene is just kind of mind-blowing because on a busy day going home, if you're driving during rush hour traffic, you can get stuck there for an hour and a half. When I first got here, it took me an hour and a half to get home, much less all those people trying to get gas. Just last night, I went out with my son. We're fully gassed up, you know, kind of took the word of wisdom that God shared with us, you know, some time ago.
All right.
And I just wanted to see what was happening at the gas station, that one of the only ones that was open in my town, actually down the road. And I wanted to see at 9 o'clock if they were open, this gas station. I mean, nothing really closes early here. Everything is late, 12, you know, midnight, whatever, running. And sure enough, by 9 o'clock, completely shut down. There's no gas. There's just no gas. So this is an issue. What we do want to do is share some information, because right now on Twitter, if you're in the tri-state area, or particularly in New Jersey, you can type in hashtag NJGas or hashtag NJOpen. And by doing that in Twitter, you'll find tweets that will tell you of the latest gas openings, availabilities, and what's happening.
That's NJ for New Jersey.
Say that one more time.
You said NJ like New Jersey?
Correct. Okay. NJ as in New Jersey, right. And hashtag, which is basically the number sign on a phone, or the number sign, hashtag NJ gas, and or hashtag NJ open, and you should be able to find some places. But you really want to prepare. I mean, right now you think about it. I mean, people right now don't have the gas. The school's being canceled. I'm believing that there's no way kids will be able to get back to school even Monday, because mm-hmm. they're saying that now it'll be 5 to 10 days before they can actually have gas. Now, wow. Once they have gas, you have all of these people that are going to be lining up for miles. Mm-hmm. My wife let me know on the way into the office that she passed almost 20 gas stations that were closed.
Mm.
20.
Wow.
And so and they're getting testy. The place of employment where she's at, I mean, people are coming in just the wreck of nerves. This is the time to pray. But not only to pray, but let me tell you, if you're listening today, you know, you can trust in God. You can trust in the Lord. You know, I remember, Pat, when we went through a hurricane and I was like, oh, my goodness, what are we going to do? A lot of times when there's debris and there's, shingles are ripped off, there's nails all over the place.
Everywhere.
You know, everywhere. So, I got out on the road, started driving, check on some family members. By the time I got home, I had a flat tire.
Yeah.
So here I am at a flat tire.
Yeah.
You're not going to go to the local store because they have no power. So how do I fix this?
Right.
You know, what do I do? Yeah. So I remember we were just sitting down abiding as a family, and it wasn't more than 5 minutes as we're just, you know, sharing the word.
Yeah.
One of my family members rolls in and just happens to have a tire repair kit and a air pump.
Oh, wow.
And I was able to fix that. It was like God was just so blessing. And just, let me tell you something, just focus on the Lord.
Yep.
You let the main thing be the main thing, which is a relationship with God, and abide. Let me tell you something, God will take care of the rest. You know, seek ye first his kingdom, his righteousness,
right.
And all these things will be added unto you as well. Let me tell you, cheer up. God's word says that he is an ever-present help in the time of trouble.
That's right.
So he's there. We can lean on him. Psalm 16 says, I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, and apart from you, I have no good thing.
Hmm.
Let me tell you something. I love that scripture. Listen, if it doesn't come through the hand of God, you know, God's providence, there is nothing good about it.
Mm-mm.
Apart from you, I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. Let me tell you something. God is here for you. He wants to bless you. This is the time more than ever to draw mm-hmm. close to him.
Right. Amen. Absolutely. I mean, this is no time like the present. Start reaching out to God. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And so God is near.
Right.
God is near. And I want to encourage everyone to just to continue to pray. And we're going to continue to minister and help those that can be helped.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, God told us about, you know, God, mm-hmm. God shared with this in the perfect storm. If you haven't listened to Prudent Preparation, you got to listen to Prudent Preparation.
Absolutely.
This is really just the beginning of more to come.
That's right.
And we just really want to be at a place where, for the church, we want to be humble. We want to be at the place that we can cry out to God and say, mm-hmm. you know, if it's my people who are called by my name, will humble themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get this thing right.
That's right.
We got to get this right. And don't forget about the Elijah storm. You can also access that. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. Go to VFNTV.com, and you can access the Elijah Storm.
Amen.
Be prepared.
That's right.
Be prepared. You know, this is going on, and I don't know if you saw this, and you may not be aware of this, Pat or Chris, but right now, New York is just crawling back itself. They're trying to get the subways back open. They're trying to get the buses rolling.
Mm-hmm.
You should have seen the lines. I don't know if you've seen the lines. It was circling city blocks. Now, city blocks in New York are like huge.
Okay? Oh, right.
City blocks, because they have free bus services now.
Oh, really?
Free bus services, it's limited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the MTA that does all the transit in New York, they're losing $18 million a day.
Oh, wow, a day.
A day.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's about 5.8 million commuters in New York that use all the transit. And so some subways are open, some are not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of it is dangerous because there's a lot of people looting and just all, you know, it's just not a right time to be out there. If you don't need to be out in the roads, and you don't need to be there right mm-hmm. now, because this is not a good time. But with all of that going on in New York, many people are upset right now because Mayor Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg, Pat,
right,
for some reason, Chris, Mayor Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City, feels that it is still appropriate to have the New York Marathon this Sunday in New York City. Now, we just told the president of the United States, don't come to New York.
Right.
It's okay that you visit New Jersey because we can't handle the traffic. You know, we'll consider that your visit to the region.
Yeah.
Don't come into the city because we got to shut things down. You still, I mean, they're hoping and planning to get power back, okay? But you're looking at, you know, this is a race that starts at the Verrazano Bridge and ends in Central Park, and you know, they're reporting that the mayor is banking on the restoration of electricity on several blocks from Manhattan below 34th Street. I mean, this is below Midtown. Midtown is like 42nd Street and above, you know, where Times Square and all that stuff is at, and all the lights and Broadway. And they're banking. Listen, they're banking on getting the electricity back. And he's believing that they'll free up some of the police officers that are down in lower, you know, Manhattan, down in the financial district and down in that area. But you know what? You know, there's people in Brooklyn that are without power. There are people in Staten Island who are saying, hey, don't forget us. Don't forget us. They're even saying that they feel like they're the Katrina of this whole thing, that, you know, all the attentions go to Manhattan and New Jersey. But Staten Island, they suffer tremendous loss.
Right.
And listen to this. Generators. Generators are powering up the tent to handle the New York City Marathon. It's like, why would, you know, so people are furious that these resources, police officers, are being wasted, volunteers to do a race. It's not the right time. You got people that are hurting that have no power when you're using a power for a race. You should see these generators. They look like buses. They're huge. And how many homes could be powered? How many, you know, what community shelter could be powered or a makeshift place for people that don't have power in these areas, like, you know, the boroughs in Brooklyn or in Staten Island, can get resources? Not to mention, you're also talking about the police officers putting a strain. Right. They're waving guns and gas lines right now. I think we need police presence.
You think?
You know, and this is something, but this is the thing here. This is not the time to show an image, a perceived image to the world that, you know, hey, this New York is strong and we're going to bounce back. And we're, you know, we're not only are we going to have, you know, recover from this hurricane, but we're going to do a marathon in the midst of, listen. The strategies of men, this is not, we need to be humble in a time like this. We need to just, you know, depend upon God. And we need to cry out to God. You know, as bad as this was, it could have been a whole lot worse, and we could have seen even more loss of life. This is not the time to try to flex any kind of, you know, perceived strength at a time like this.
Exactly.
And not, we got men and women, you think about it, these police officers, you know, how they feel that they have to be guarding and being, you know, taking care of a race when they know that there's loved ones, there are friends, and, you know, the community at large that they say they wanted to protect and serve.
Right.
They can't even get to them right now to do, you know, the whole reason they want to become police officers.
That's right.
So, you know, it matters. Yeah. It matters that we have an office. It really, really, truly matters, because this is what's going on right now, and we just want to see the folks that are devastated and impacted by this get back on their feet, so that we can continue to move forward and really not just move forward, but we're praying that awesome move of God will even begin out of all of this, that people will begin to just cry out to God. It's amazing what happens when your whole world gets shooken up there. It becomes you begin to wake up and realize that there's more to life. You know, when you realize I've got no home, I've got no power.
Right.
It's amazing how many people are lost in the electronic age. I mean, you can't fire up the internet.
What are you gonna do
when your text ain't working? When your cell phone and your iPad is all gone,
that's right.
And you actually have to look at each other and have a relationship and actually have a conversation. You know, you really begin to see that it's maybe not just the foundation of the house that's a little shaky, but maybe the foundation of the home is not right.
Right, exactly.
You know, this is the most perfect time to reevaluate the things that matter most. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not about the job, right? It's always a tragedy. It amazes me how sobering and how quick people can come to the point they realize, oh, you know, forget about the job and, you know, all you need is your family. So, no, all we need right now is God.
Mm. Amen.
All we need is God. So this is a great opportunity, I believe, for the whole region to begin to turn to God in ways that it never has before. So continue to pray for the New Jersey, New York, and, mm-hmm. and even Connecticut, and really all the communities along the East Coast that were mm-hmm. affected by the storm.
Right.
And let's believe that a move of God will spread out of this. Let's believe that you know, many will come to the Lord as a result, and out of this humbling situation, mm-hmm. that a lot of good will come out of it.
Amen.
In God.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, I wanted to share a testimony with you from Joanne in New York that, you know, she lives in a beautiful area up there where just totally surrounded by mountains and lakes and trees and just like in kind of in the forest, if you will. But
where does she live?
Mayo Pack, New York.
Oh.
Just kind of way up there.
Upstate, huh?
But yeah, kind of outside the city and mm-hmm. really beautiful place. But she sends this text. She had no power,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we want to see how everyone is doing, and you know, in the church, and just say, you know, it's okay. And she said, "I want to share the word God gave me while I abided this morning."
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
You abided this morning. Psalm 32:6-8. In a time when you may be found surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with the songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye.
Oh,
this,
wow.
This is her abiding time. This is her spending time with the Lord.
Right.
No power, you know. I'm telling you, this is all you need, right? This is the way to make it in God.
That's it. Your Bible, your journal.
In your planning for the storm and preparation, get you some beans, get you some Winnies, get you some, you know, some ham, whatever you're going to get.
Uh-huh.
Pack yourself a journal and a Bible and make sure that you have, you know, the real things that you need to be able to weather the storm.
Amen.
She continues to say that these few days that I've had no fear in my heart, I felt calm in my spirit, and I knew that God was assuring me that he was protecting me. Because mm-hmm. if you were to see all the destruction that happened here on the lake, you would just shake your head. Many people lost their roofs and cars. I just lost my lamppost and a section of my fence.
Oh, wow.
God is so great.
Awesome.
I can't stop thanking and praising him. Thank you so much for your prayers. Oh, and by the way, I got my light back. Praise the Lord. It's an awesome day.
Oh, wow.
I mean, how awesome
how
is
cool
that?
Let me tell you
something. God is faithful. God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
All you need is the Lord, a relationship, abiding, and God will speak to you in your current situation. I mean, Psalms 32, surely a flood. When you may be found surely in a flood of waters, they shall not come near you. And she was just totally taken care of, totally blessed. Let me tell you, the only way to make it, not only through the physical storms and the storms of life,
mm-hmm.
is to have a relationship with the Lord. He loves you. He has a plan for your life.
Amen.
He loves you. He loves come. Listen, you know, the VFN radio is to the church and for those that have